Charles.
Helen Willits. And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday the 6th of July. The general synopsis at midnight. High, Seoul 1025, dissipating. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Seera, south at Seera. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly, 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. South 40s, westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in south. Rain, good, occasionally poor. North 40s, Cromarty, cyclonic, mainly westerly, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 until later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Fourth, Tyne, Dogger. West, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in fourth. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Fisher, cyclonic, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain, moderate or poor. German Bight. West, 4 to 6, rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames. Westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 3 for a time in South Humber and North Thames. Showers, good. Dover, North White. West or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Dover. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. South White, Portland, Plymouth, variable, 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly, 3 to 5 for a time in North Portland. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Biscay, east, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5, fair, good. Fitzroy, cyclonic, 3 to 5, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Seoul, variable, 3 or less, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. West or southwest, veering west or northwest later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Irish Sea. Occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rockall, Malin. Southwest, 4 to 6. Rain, fog patches, moderate to very poor. Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic, 4 to 6, becoming southwest, 3 to 5 later. Rain, fog patches, moderate to very poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Variable, 2 to 4 in northeast Faroes and at first in northeast Fair Isle. Otherwise cyclonic, 3 to 5. Occasional rain, fog patches in southwest. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in southwest. Southeast Iceland. Easterly or northeasterly, veering southeasterly later, 4 to 6. Rain in southwest, good, occasionally poor in southwest. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations issued at 0400 on the 6th of July. Tyree Automatic, west by south, 5. Recent rain, 600 metres, 1013, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest by west, 3. Slight rain, 3 miles, 1009, falling. Lerwick, northwest by north, 1, 19 miles, 1009, falling. Lucas, southwest by west, 3, more than 38 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Bridlington, west, 4, 1015, falling more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 6, 50 metres, 1019. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west-southwest, 5, 50 metres, 1021. Jersey, southwest by west, 1, fog, less than 100 metres, 1023, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west by north, 2, 1022. Scilly Automatic, north-northwest, 1, fog, 100 metres, 1023, falling slowly. Valentia, southeast, 2, mist, 3 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest, 3, 8 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Malin Head, southwest by west, 6, 22 miles, 1016, falling slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Monday the 6th of July. The general situation, a ridge of high pressure over the south of the British Isles will bring a good deal of dry weather to southern waters. Further north, conditions will be more unsettled as a westerly flow brings Atlantic fronts and outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Fog patches will affect some western and southern waters. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Cyclonic, becoming mainly westerly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south. Rain at times, fog patches later in northwest. Moderate or good, occasionally poor but very poor later in northwest. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 at times in north, occasionally 7 in south. Rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west or southwest, 3 to 5. Rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or southwest, 3 to 5, occasional rain, good. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time except in far south. Mainly fair, good. From Northumberland to Selsey Bill, westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east. Fog patches for a time in west, moderate or good, occasionally very poor for a time in west. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 for a time at first in east. Fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable, 3 or less, occasionally 4, mainly in east, becoming southwesterly 4 or 5 for a time at first in far east. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable, mainly northwesterly, 3 or less in south, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 in north. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later except in far north. Fog patches until later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly for a time in Liverpool Bay, 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times in south. Occasional rain, mainly in north, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, west or southwest, 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. From Lough Foyle to Carniford Lough. Westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in North Channel. Occasional drizzle in north, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. From Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 near Arran northwards and becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time elsewhere. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Rain or drizzle at times, fog patches, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, west or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 until later. Rain or drizzle at times, fog patches, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor. And finally, Shetland Isles, variable 3 or less, becoming northwest 3 to 5 later. Rain at times, mainly in south, moderate or good, occasionally poor in south. And that completes the shipping bulletin and brings the time to 5:43. Time now for prayer for the day with Rumbi Taro.
Good morning. In life, there are many moments where I find myself unsure of what the next step should be. Whether it's decisions about my career or personal life, I've realised that not every answer comes instantly. Recently, I've been reminded of something simple but powerful. I don't have to figure everything out on my own. Wisdom isn't something I need to create within myself, it's something I can ask for. James 1:5 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." What stands out to me is that there's no hesitation from God. He doesn't give wisdom reluctantly or only when we've earned it. He gives generously and without judgment. That means even in my uncertainty, even when I feel like I should have it all together, I can still come to Him honestly and ask for guidance. I'm learning that wisdom isn't always about having all the answers straight away. Sometimes it's about having the peace to take the next steps, trusting that God is guiding me even when the full picture isn't clear. So when I feel unsure, instead of rushing and overthinking, I'm learning to pause and ask, to invite God into the process and trust that He will lead me. Dear God, thank you that I don't have to rely on my own understanding.